City workers in Berkeley's Community Services Department and Part-Time Recreation Leaders Association gathered outside of Berkeley City Hall to call on city administrators to begin negotiating in good faith over contract negotiations that have been going on for months. Jocelyn Goldsmith DeSena is a community health worker specialist in the city's public health division. She said that the workers currently fighting for a living wage are vital to the city.
We are the workers that are community facing. We work directly with the public on the ground for food access, housing, homeless services, libraries, the kid, do we take care of your kids at day camp? We are doing our work like for the community every day, and yet a lot of our own workers can't even afford to live in Berkeley anymore.
Contract negotiations between the City of Berkeley and the workers represented by SEIU Local 1021 have been ongoing since February. The contract expired in August. Workers say they have not yet received a comprehensive response to their proposals about economic issues after several years of skyrocketing costs of living. Julia Wiswell is a librarian at Berkeley Public Library as well as a member of the union's bargaining team. During a bargaining update, she reported that after the union had asked for a 33% cost of living increase to wages, the city had countered with a 7% increase. Wiswell said the city needs to show that it cares about its workers.
It really boils down to respect for workers. I think everyone is familiar with the current crises, economic, social services, stuff like that. We want our workers to feel respected by the city and for a contract that reflects that.
Another possibility the union has proposed is to index city workers' positions to inflation, meaning that as inflation goes up, their wages would rise at the same rate. City workers say Berkeley has flatly refused to consider the idea, though other positions at the city are already indexed to inflation. Arcata Griffin works in the City of Berkeley's Parks and Recreation Department and is also on the bargaining team. Griffin said the union would keep fighting for a fair contract.
We're not going to give up. I've been in so many bargaining sessions with the city, and they just reject proposals over and over and over again that are so fair and that they have the money to give us for those proposals, and they reject them and, talk back to us like they don't have respect for us, and we're not going to take that.
The City of Berkeley did not respond for comment. If no progress is made in negotiations, a strike authorization vote is expected to run from October 18th through October 23rd. In Berkeley, I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.